Now to Uganda's capital of Kampala. Like many African cities, gridlock prevails on the streets. Mass transit is inadequate. So bodabodas, or motorcycle taxis, are indispensable. They're also dangerous. NPR's Ada Peralta looks at a company trying to change that.
In any street in Kampala, you find bodas crisscrossing the streets. They're like little worker ants that weave through traffic, carrying many times their weight. Sometimes a big plushy couch, sometimes high-rises made from egg crates. Gloria Namaye likes them because they're fast.
They are faster than any vehicle around.
And she knows they're unsafe. One time she tried to ride one with three of her friends. The driver obliged, and they all tumbled from the motorbike. But Namaya's not mad. It wasn't the driver's mistake.
My friend is mistake because she was so big. She was so big. She had big bumps. Eh? You get it?
Down the street, I find Daniel, a boda driver who would only give his first name to speak frankly. He tries to be safe, he says, but customers want speed. So in all honesty, he says, they're not safe.
It's not safe at all. Sometimes, like, mostly weird hours.
But this is serious. A recent UN study found that Uganda has one of the worst road safety records in the world. Bodas are a big part of that. The government passed a law requiring helmets in 2004, but it has mostly been ignored. Alistair Sussock and Ricky Thompson saw a business opening, and they founded Safe Boda, an app that connects riders with train drivers who also carry an extra helmet. Sussock.
We've tried to show that there are economic returns to being organized and safe. And then once you align those incentives, it's not easy, but I think it's definitely the way that we can get people to change behavior.
The safe bodas cost the same as a regular boda. They offer hairnets in addition to helmets, and they found that it multiplied the number of people willing to put on a helmet, from 1% on the street to 30%. Still, Safe Boda has about 1% of the boda market, and Thompson, a former boda driver, says there is a huge hurdle to overcome.
People have got a different description of safety when it comes to bodas.
They believe safety means knowing your driver.
People actually prefer taking a safe boda and not actually wearing a helmet because they already know that this is a professionally trained boda driver and I don't need to wear a helmet because I'm safe because you're trained.
Back on the street, I meet Naka Saideth. She takes bodas mostly in the morning when she's late and she needs to get somewhere fast. She just hails one, and most don't have helmets.
Does that bother you?
Okay, it's really important for safety.
But?
If you don't have, you're really in danger. But however, you take risks.
Checking an app would take too long. Sometimes, she says, you have no choice but to take the risk. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Kampala.